From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Family farms line the southern reaches of the Arkansas River in Colorado. The agricultural community there depends on the river's yearly flows for crop irrigation. But with predictions of less water in the future, the region could face trade-offs over the coming decades. 91.5 KRCC's Dana Cronin has the story.
Matt Heimrich stands at the edge of his 500-acre farm. He's flood irrigating his field of oats and triticale, a hybrid of wheat and rye. The water comes from the nearby Colorado Canal, which branches off the Arkansas River well east of Pueblo.
There's 700 gallons a minute of water right here, maybe, or 650. So there's a pretty good head of water.
Heimrich is one of a handful of farmers left in Crowley County after many sold off their water rights back in the 70s and 80s. He's also the conservation director in the Lower Arkansas River Valley for Palmer Land Trust, which has taken a special interest in protecting the region's farmland. Although Heimrich says he usually has enough water to irrigate his fields, he worries about the future of the Arkansas River and his canal.
The Arkansas has challenges. I think it always has. You know, it's essentially a huge watershed, but quite frankly, the resources are somewhat limited. And when we're not in drought, we're usually coming in or going out of drought.
We have wet years and dry years and wet periods and dry periods, and that will continue in the future. But any future dry year or five-year period or decade will have much worse impacts because of the warming.
Researcher Jeff Lucas is with the Western Water Assessment out of the University of Colorado Boulder. He says not only will droughts get worse with climate change, but also higher temperatures will cause reduced stream flow in Colorado's rivers, including the Arkansas. The State Demographer's Office reports the agricultural industry is one of the major economic drivers in the Lower Arkansas River Valley.
It's rough, but we're hoping for a good year. We're off to a good start with the moisture.
Yeah, we are. That's great.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask how...
At a farm outside of Rocky Ford, vegetables and melons are beginning to sprout with the help of drip irrigation, a system where water slowly drips directly into the ground and onto plant roots.
I think we prepared for a future of less when we went to the drip irrigation. We felt like we could still farm our ground with less water.
That's Gail Knapp, the general manager of the family-run farm, Knapp Farms, LLC. Her daughter, Alicia, is the farm's food safety manager. The pair says drip irrigation is not only more water efficient, but also better suited for certain crops. But they say there's not a lot of incentive to convert.
It's more difficult. It's more expensive. It's been very expensive, you know.
They're not promoting you to be more efficient through water laws.
Knapp Farms gets its water from four different canals off the Arkansas River and owns a mixture of senior and junior water rights. Although they've implemented the drip system for certain crops, they continue using the water-intensive flood irrigation method for others. Alicia Knapp says they have other time-sensitive priorities to track before worrying about the potential impacts of climate change.
Labor laws, food safety laws, minimum wage, there's just a lot of different things that go into effect that the average consumer doesn't think has such a high impact on us, but they all play an effect.
Researcher and part-time farmer Mike Bartolo manages Colorado State University's Arkansas Valley Research Center. He says he understands why Arkansas Valley farmers may not be too concerned about the distant future.
For a lot of long-term planners to try to prep for. You know, they can do some, but it's hard to do that when as a farmer, you're really in a sense of survival mode and you really have to address what's immediately in front of you.
Bartolo has spent nearly three decades researching water-saving techniques for the agricultural industry.
Water is always going to be tight and it's going to get tighter. And I don't think there's any doubt that that's going to happen in some way, shape, or form. You know, we could be deluge and have a tropical rainforest here, but I doubt it. I think we're going to be faced with increasing amount of drought, white streams, and temperatures.
That falls in line with work from researchers like Western Water Assessment's Jeff Lucas. And it's not hard to imagine what the region might look like with less river flow. Just take a drive through Crowley County.
We
We've gone now a few miles and have all we've seen basically are two irrigated farms, right? So you're looking at maybe 4,000 or 5,000 acres that are still irrigated out of 50,000.
Without many water rights left there, Palmer Land Trust's Heimrich says current residents rely heavily on a single correctional facility for access to full-time jobs. He calls Crowley County the poster child of an agricultural community that's lost much of its water. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.